Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Philip and Abigail there in Cleveland. They're going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. How are you guys? Good morning.
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We'd like to hear. All right. We'll go ahead and start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, guys.
All right. Jen is leaving the room. Producer Stevie.
With the new tires. A whole new person.
Keeping track of the score. We're going to ask you five questions. You've played before. You know how the game works for anybody listening for the first time. This is what's going to happen. We're going to ask them five questions. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. There is a timer involved, so you need to make sure you get that answer in before the timer goes off. When you are done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway and let her know it's time for her to return to the studio and answer those same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, great, you've won the game, you're going to get the mug. If not, and Jen wins, well, you don't get the mug, you'll have to try again. If there is a tie, then we would go to a tiebreaker. We begin with question number one. Why not begin with food? Specifically, Outback Steakhouse. They're closing more restaurants nationwide as the parent company. It's kind of part of a turnaround plan is what they're saying. Now, none of the locations, none of the closures are here in Ohio. What is Outback's signature, I don't know, entree slash appetizer consisting of one large onion cut to resemble a flower, battered, and then deep fried? What's the name of that?
That's a Bloomin' Onion.
Question number two. What that dippy do? You like Bloomin' Onion, Stevie? Or are you out on those two?
No, I don't like the texture of an onion.
Goodness. Oh, you don't? Oh, the texture of the onion.
Yeah, hate it.
Question number two. Dictionary.com's word of the year is... Everybody say it with me. 6-7. Yep, just the numbers. When saying 6-7, you also make a motion with which part of your body?
Your hand.
Yeah, look at that. I did it too. Go ahead and do it, Stevie. It feels so good.
No, I'm good.
6-7.
No one can see us. You're really having a good parents, time with it.
I know.
You've been doing it all morning.
Teachers, I'm sure, love that, and parents also. Just,
yeah. I saw my nieces and nephews over the weekend, and they were doing that the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got to go.
My daughter hates when I do it, and her friends thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's
just, my sister kept doing it, and they were getting mad at her.
Question number three. That's amazing. Flava Flav is headed back to the Olympics, this time as an official sponsor for Team USA's bobsled and skeleton. He's going to join the team in Italy for the Winter Games next year. Now, in the skeleton event... Are you heading down the frozen track feet first or head first?
Feet first.
Okay, we'll go with feet first. Question number four. Season four of The White Lotus is reportedly going to film in France with scenes set in both Paris and also the French Riviera. Now, this is what Variety claims, though it should be noted that HBO has yet to officially confirm those details. Which season of White Lotus, so that would either be seasons one, two, or three, was set in Hawaii, which of those seasons?
One.
Question number five. It's getting hot at People Magazine's with the sexiest man alive reveal just days away. So this year's People Reader's Choice, that poll brought in a record-breaking 350,000 votes with categories ranging from sexiest 40-year-old, which was Derek Hough, to sexiest soccer club owner, which was David Beckham, to sexiest game show host, which was Jimmy Fallon. What I need you to do is rank them in order from oldest to youngest. Derek Hough, David Beckham, Jimmy Fallon. Once again, oldest to youngest.
Just like you said it, the first, second, and third.
Okay, we will go with that. Absolutely. So that would be Derek Hough, then we'll go David Beckham, then we'll go Jimmy Fallon as the official answer for question number five. All right, so you're done answering the five questions. Now we'll grab Jen, bring her back into the room, and ask her those same five questions next. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Philip and Abigail in Cleveland. They answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui's now back into the room, so let's let them know how they did.
Philip and Abigail got three.
There you go. Oh,
good
three
job,
today.
Guys.
Very well done.
Well done.
Trying to win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you, Jen.
You're
all right,
welcome,
question,
Tim.
Question number one. Outback Steakhouse closing more restaurants nationwide. It's part of a turnaround plan, but don't worry, none of those locations, at least for now, are here in Ohio. What is their signature, I don't know, entree slash appetizer consisting of one large onion cut to resemble a flower, battered, and then deep fried?
The Bloomin' Onion.
It is. Do you think Stevie likes a Bloomin' Onion? Yes or no? What do you think?
Yeah, son says yes to me on that.
Stevie?
No.
No, I don't like onion. The
texture
of onion.
Texture of the slimy onion, I bet.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Especially when you word it like that.
I mean, it's kind of like slimy in there, right? The onion, but it's delicious.
On the interior, and then when you get the dippy-doo, it doesn't matter.
The dip.
I don't do dip, so.
So that's just a whole entire horrendous
that.
Thing. Okay, we're going to move question
okay.
two. Dictionary.com's word of the year is, are you ready? 6-7.
Oh, God.
Yep. Just
kids,
the numbers.
Kids around Northeast Ohio cringing at that.
When saying 6-7, you also make a motion with which part of your body?
Your hands, like up, down.
Hands or arms, yep, either one. Like what?
Like that. Like the, you know.
You look very robotic when you do it.
Do
like
I?
It.
6-7.
Like if you were to get an animatronic of that motion, that's what it would be.
I would be the
question
animatronic.
Yeah. Question number three.
That's very fair. I can't take it that so much.
Flava Flav is heading back to the Olympics, this time as an official sponsor for Team USA's bobsled and skeleton. He's going to join the team in Italy for the Winter Games next year. In the skeleton event.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Are you heading down the frozen track feet first or head first?
It's head first.
It is actually head first.
Can I tell you, I got so troubled writing the story about Flavor Flav last night.
Flava.
It was spelled flavor.
That can't be right.
I Googled it. It is. He corrects people. He corrects
flavor.
That's how you have it written.
Well, I do because I took it from the story.
Yes. I had to look it up. I'm like, this is not right. This is a typo on this website. And I looked it up. And sure enough, it is spelled flavor Flav. And I always thought it was
there
Flava.
There is no way. That is
I swear.
Actually earth shattering.
I know. I knew you'd be as affected as I was by that.
Yeah,
how about that?
I just took it from the story. It said flavor, and I was going to correct the saying that's wrong.
Not.
Wow, all right. Good to know.
The Mandela effect.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought, Stevie.
Question. That's great. Question number four. Season four of The White Lotus will reportedly film in France with scenes set in both France and also the French Riviera. Now, this is according to Variety, though it should be noted that HBO has yet to officially confirm that news. Which season of White Lotus, so obviously season one, two, or three, was set in Hawaii?
Season one.
It was season one. As we move to question number five. It's getting hot.
Ew.
At People Magazine with the sexiest man alive reveal just days away. This year's People's Choice, their Reader's Choice poll, brought in a record 350,000 votes with categories that range from sexiest 40-year-old, which is Derek Hough, sexiest soccer club owner, which is David Beckham, and sexiest game show host, which is Jimmy Fallon. I need you to rank them in order from oldest to youngest. Once again, Derek Hough, David Beckham, Jimmy Fallon, oldest to youngest.
Oldest to youngest. Fallon, Beckham, Hough.
Absolutely. Fallon, 51. David Beckham, 50. Derek Hough, as we said, he's the sexiest 40-year-old. He is 40 years old. Final total is there, Stevie.
Philip and Abigail, 3. Jen, 5.
Oh,
oh,
5!
Oh, sorry, guys.
We try.
Just one of those days.
That's all right. We always appreciate you listening and playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
We're Philip and Abigail from Cleveland, and we did not Trump Tui on Star 102.
Dave's in Cleveland. He's going to play this round of Star 102, or about the Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Doing well, Ted. How about you?
Doing well. You ready to play this round of Trump Tui?
Sure, let's do it.
I love it. All right, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room, and that's what's going to start the game.
Jen, can you please skadoodle?
I'm leaving the room.
Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie will not leave the room because she keeps track of the score. Jen's in the hallway for this part of the game. As you know, we're going to ask you five questions. You just need to make sure to answer them before the timer goes off. That's all. Once you're done, okay, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, ask her the same five questions. We'll see if you can trump Tui. We're going to see what happens. All right. Let's get to it. Question number one. For the first time since 1990, there are no rap songs in the top 40 for the Billboard Hot 100 after Kendrick Lamar and SZA's long-running hit Luther finally dropped off. Which artist who released a new album titled The Life of a Showgirl is currently dominating the Billboard chart?
That would be none other than Taylor Swift.
Question number two. There's finally going to be a movie about Hello Kitty. Warner Brothers announced on Instagram yesterday that the Hello Kitty feature film will be hitting theaters in July of 2028. Eight?
That's what I said. How do we know that?
3 years from now? That's even worth announcing.
It's going to get moved like 12 times.
Which of these is not a Hello Kitty friend? My Melody, Karapi, or Pikachu?
Pikachu.
Question number three. A new rewatch podcast will center around the popular 1990s sitcom Family Matters. Welcome to the Family will be hosted by two of the series stars and will feature the actresses sharing their personal reflections in making that hit show. Speaking of that hit show, what is the name of the Winslow's family's nerdy next door neighbor on the show Family Matters?
I have no clue on that. George.
Let's go with that. I'm glad you guessed. Question number five. Sia has scored a major win in her divorce case after a judge denied her ex-husband's emergency bid for full custody of their one-year-old son. What is the first name of Sia's son? And here's a hint. It's the name of a gymnastics move.
I have no idea.
That's all right. We're going to go with question number five. Daniel Radcliffe is continuing to make himself at home on Broadway. The Harry Potter icon is set to star in Every Brilliant Thing beginning in February. Now, Daniel Radcliffe won the Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical for his role in which Broadway show revival?
Oh, God. These are tough. Sometimes I do really good, and then it seems like when I get through, it's like, okay, I don't know these ones.
No, I know. Once again, sometimes you know all five. Sometimes they're tougher. Sometimes the subject matter. I mean, just each day is different. All right, so, Dave, what we're going to do now is we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, ask her those same five questions. We'll also see how you did next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jen's back into the room. We're going to continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Dave did his job. He's in Cleveland, answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how did Dave do?
Dave got two.
All right, Dave, good job.
Yeah, they were tough.
Uh-oh.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, this game.
Back-to-back days.
I know. Did you see? It affects you when you write the questions. When people, We'll see, Dave. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Maybe she hits them all. Maybe she doesn't any. Who knows? How many did Dave get correct again? I'm sorry.
Two.
Correct. All right. So we're going to go with question number one. For the first time since 1990, there are no rap songs in the top 40 for the Billboard Hot 100 after Kendrick Lamar and SZA's long-running hit Luther dropped off. Which artist who just released a new album titled The Life of a Showgirl is currently dominating the Billboard chart?
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm singing it now in my head.
Which song?
Life of Ophelia. No, it's Fate of Ophelia. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Combo.
Yeah. Life of Ophelia remix. And The Fate of Ophelia. It's a new mix. in my head.
It's a great song, though.
It's so good.
Did you like how I said that I was just okay with Opalite that is just dominated with nobody even playing the song?
It's so good.
Like, just stop.
Do you like it yet?
Yes. But once again, when I went through, I was just like, okay, like, I get it. I find, but I had my other favorites.
Yes.
And then that one, without even any, I mean, has just taken on a mind of its own. And I think of both of you when I think of it, because I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, I don't hate it.
Really good.
And then just blew up, which I just love. Question number two. There's finally going to be a movie about Hello Kitty.
Oh, finally.
It's coming out soon, too.
Does she hiss like that?
I don't know. Warner Brothers announced on Instagram yesterday that the Hello Kitty feature film is going to be hitting theaters in July of 2028.
Oh.
Which of these is not a Hello Kitty friend? My Melody, Karapi, or Pikachu?
Pikachu.
There you go, Pikachu. Question number two. A new rewatch podcast is going to center around the popular 1990s sitcom Family Matters. Welcome to the Family will be hosted by two of the series stars and will feature the actresses sharing their personal reflections in making the hit show. What is the name? Once again, we're talking about Family Matters. What is the name of the Winslow's family's nerdy next door neighbor?
Urkel.
It is Urkel. Steve Urkel, but yes, no, Ms. Urkel. Question number four. Sia scored a major win in her divorce case after a judge denied her ex-husband's emergency bid for full custody of their one-year-old son. What is the first name of Sia's son? And here's a hint. It's the name of a gymnastics move.
Round off.
Oh, I'm proud of you. See, this is such a deep cut question. I love the question, but Jen knows every celebrity baby name that there is.
You must miss Sia's, because you won't forget it.
You will not forget it.
Okay, what is it?
Somersault.
Really?
Yeah, it's Somersault.
Yeah, never heard that. His middle name's Wonder. Somersault Wonder.
Isn't that neat?
What a fun name.
Question number five. Daniel Radcliffe is continuing to make himself at home on Broadway. The Harry Potter icon is set to star in Every Brilliant Thing that's beginning in February. Daniel Radcliffe won the Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical for his role in which Broadway show revival?
Rent. Dear Evan Hansen.
Merrily We Roll Along.
You
were right there. So you were right there.
I was right there.
What are the final totals there, Stevie?
Dave 2, Jen 3.
Oh, Dave. One of those days, Dave.
I didn't realize it was that one. I knew that one, too, but I didn't realize.
It's the worst.
You'll just have to call back and play again and try to get that mug. In the meantime, brother, you know what you need to say.
This is Dave from Cleveland, and I did not trump Chewy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.